It takes about an hour and a half to fly from Dallas to St. Louis, but there was just a flight for the history books of 21 hours. I know, that's about 30 miles an hour. One could do it faster in a minivan. But this particular flight was taken in a manned solar-powered plane. No fuel. The feat, by pilot Bertrand Piccard, was the third of five legs of flying. The goal is to take the solar impulse plane from San Francisco to New York to arrive in July. Bertrand Piccard is one of two pilots flying the plane. He joins us on his cell phone from St. Louis, where he touched down on Tuesday morning at 1:30 a.m. And Bertrand, a 21-hour solo flight, the world's biggest, lightest solar plane, but 30 miles an hour, it must just putt along.
Yes, absolutely. You know, the goal is not to go fast. The goal is to be able to fly forever. Never need to refuel. We have no fuel on board. And the energy of the sun is actually enough during the day to not only run the four electrical motors, but also to load the batteries during the day flight so we can continue at night. This is really an interesting demonstration of what the renewable energies and clean technologies can achieve.
Describe the plane for us. So we'll have a picture, but where are the solar panels? Are they on the wings?
Yes, we have solar panels on the wing, which has the wingspan of a jumbo jet, 208 feet. So it's enormous, but the weight of the plane is extremely light. It's constructed with new technologies of carbon fiber, which allows it to be so light, which means that we need very little amount of energy to keep it airborne.
But you raise questions about how much further this technology can go, because, as you said, you've got the solar panels that power the electric engines and the batteries, charge the batteries so that you can fly at night. Those things get heavy. If you try to have any more than two guys in a plane traveling around the world in this, won't it suddenly be too heavy to keep it airborne?
Well, you know, when Charles Lindbergh crossed the Atlantic in 1927, he was alone on board and the airplane was full of gasoline. Today, we are starting a new cycle. It's true that we are in a plane that is full of batteries. There is only one pilot on board at the time, but we have no fuel. It's only on solar power. So we start something new. It's the beginning of something new, and we will see where it leads us for aviation. But what we can already say is that these technologies lead us very, very far for construction of houses, for lighting systems. If the entire world was using the same technologies that we are using on solar impulse, we could already divide the energy consumption of our world by two and produce half of the rest with renewable sources.
What do you do when you have a day of clouds?
If you have too many clouds, you cannot fly. Or you can fly just during the daylight because you have enough solar panels, but you'll have to land before the night.
What is next? I mean, you've done so many flights. What are you thinking of?
Well, the goal is to inspire the children in the schools, the students in the universities, the people in the government to use more of these clean technologies.
Well, and by the way, what's it like to chug across the country or around the world 30 miles an hour?
Well, you know what is fabulous is that in a flight of solar impulse, you never look forward to the landing, because you know it's very far away. It means that you just enjoy your flight, you just feel what's happening, you have no noise, you have a beautiful view, you know, you're in the same flight, you have the sunset and the sunrise. You feel also how privileged you are to fly on a unique and revolutionary airplane like this one.
That's Bertrand Piccard. He's the chair of Solar Impulse. He's also one of two pilots piloting the world's largest and lightest manned solar plane across the country. We'll have more information at herenow.org. Bertrand, thanks so much.
You are most welcome. Thank you for an interesting question.
It sounds wonderful. Back in a minute. Here and Now.